Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Venus Pipes and Tubes Limited Q4 and FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Antique Stock Broking. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements do not guarantee the future performance of the company and may involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pallav Agarwal from Antique Stock Broking. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Agarwal.
Yeah, thank you, Tanvi, and good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Antique Broking, I welcome you all to the Q4 FY23 earnings conference call of Venus Pipes and Tubes Limited. Today we are pleased to have with us the management team represented by Mr. Arun Kothari, the Managing Director and the CFO, Mr. Dhruv Patel, the Whole Time Director, and Mr. Kunal Bubna, the President, Finance and Accounts for Venus Pipes and Tubes Limited. We will have opening remarks from the management, followed by a question and answer session. So I would now like to hand over to you, Arun, sir, for your opening remarks.
Good afternoon, and a warm welcome to everyone on the Q4 and FY23 earnings call for Venus Pipes and Tubes Limited. Today, I have been joined by Mr. Dhruv Patel, our Whole Time Director, Mr. Kunal Bubna, President for Finance and Strategic Growth Advisor, our Investor Relationship Advisor. We have been uploaded our Q4 and FY23 investor presentation on stock exchanges and company's website, and I hope you had an opportunity to go through the same. Firstly, yesterday, we had completed our one year of listing. On that front, I would like to share my heartfelt gratitude to all our stakeholders, suppliers, customers, team of directors, bankers, and employees to share this journey along with us. With your continued support, we are confident we'll be able to achieve greater heights. We are happy to announce that we have commenced commercial production of seamless pipes and tubes of 3,600 MTA, and including our existing capacity of our total capacity will be seamless pipes and tubes will be 7,200 MTA for Q1 FY24, high dia welded pipe tubes of the 8,400 MTA, and mother hollow pipe, which is backward integration of our raw material requirement in seamless division of 9,600 MTA. Yesterday, our LSAW pipe manufacturing of 7,200 MTA and seamless pipes and tube of 2,400 MTA is expected to start in the coming month. With this, for Q1 FY24, our welded pipe capacity will be 15,600 MTA and seamless pipes and tubes of 7,200 MTA and backward integration of our raw material requirement in seamless pipe division of 9,600 MTA. With all this capacity being operational in coming months, we will have a total capacity of 9,600 MTA of seamless pipes, 24,000 MTA for welded pipes, and 9,600 MTA capacity of manufacture of mother hollow pipe as a strategic plan of backward integration. Manufacturing of mother hollow pipes in seamless division will reduce our dependency on outsourced raw materials and will be able to serve our customers with high-quality products on timely basis. With this capability become operational, we have door unlocked to expand into multiple industry as well as into major geographies with expanded product portfolio and to cater to the increasing demand of the industry. Speaking on the financial performance, we are happy to report that we have been able to achieve our highest ever revenue and profitability for Q4 FY23 and for full year FY23. Our revenue for Q4 have increased by 60% for Q4 FY23 and 43% for FY23 on year-on-year basis. On volume front, we have witnessed a volume increase of 74% for our high-margin seamless pipe in FY23. Total volume for FY23 stood out at 13,127 MT as compared to 11,555 MT in FY22. We are also very happy to inform you that without any material increase in volume due to capacity constraint, we were able to grow our full year revenue by 43% over FY22. This was well-studied decision because we wanted to gain market share and also establish our customer base before our capacity expansion. This led to some impact on margin because we have to get job work done on incremental volume, but now we have a demand in place for the expanded capacity. More jump in revenue growth also led to higher demand for working capital. With our focused approach on containing working capital requirement, we are very happy to inform you that our OCF has turned positive in FY23. We intend to grow in future through our internal growth and not either dilute or take long-term borrowing from banks until and unless opportunities are very lucrative. We have been able to penetrate deeper into our existing territories and make inroads into the newer territory. Our revenue from Maharashtra has increased by over 100% for Q4 FY23. With the quality of our projects and brand value created for Venus, we have been able to expand our reach across customers on a pan-India basis and are confident of adding more wallet share from existing customers and add new customers going forward. Export sales for FY23 have declined by 9% for Q4 FY23. The primary reason for declining export were on account of acceptance of the product made by imported raw material by few customers in the global market. However, we have successfully started our commercial production for mother hollow pipe, which is a raw material to manufacture the end product, and this will reduce our dependency on the imported raw material, giving boost to our export revenue. We have also participated in multiple fairs and exhibitions across the globe to display our wide range of products and our manufacturing capability. We have been receiving positive response and inquiry, giving us confidence to improve our penetration in the export geography as well. With our consistent supply of the high quality products on timely basis, we have been able to increase by share of sales to direct domestic customers to 65% as compared to 46% in FY22. Our share of sales to direct domestic customers has increased by 90% in Q4 FY23 and by 102% in FY23 on year-on-year basis. This is testimony of our product quality and trust in the brand Venus by our customers. Overall, we enter in FY23 with a high head and continue to grow our market share and increase our market presence. With our new capacity and diversify across products, client and geography with high speed. Now I'll take you through the all through the economy and industry outlook, after which we'll share the operational financial highlights for quarter and year ended March 2023. For that, we will open the floor for question and answer. Despite formidable challenges across the globe, Indian economy stands resilient and it's emerging as a bright spot on the world map. India's economy has emerged as the fastest growing economy, a reflection of strong demand across industry. India is potentially poised to be the manufacturing hub for the world, with various manufacturing base shifting its focus to India. Multiple initiatives by the government in terms of PLI for manufacturing and India's vision to be supplier for the world. As per industry report, Indian GDP is expected to grow at a rate of 6.5% for FY24. And is expected to outperform all major economies of the world. This growth will be led by high spending on the infrastructure, favorable government policy, and inclusive participation of the private player, boosting the economy. On the industry front, 2023 turned out to be a fruitful year for the stainless steel industry. Increasing spending on the infrastructure amplification across the country has benefited the Indian steel industry. India's per capita steel consumption is low at just around 2.5 kg. Compared to global average of the 6 kg per capita, indicating miles to grow ahead. This year was a measure from reforms perspective in the stainless steel pipe segment. The Indian government imposed an anti-dumping duty on import of the stainless steel seamless gypsum pipe and hollow pipe from China. The compulsion of use of BIS certified product and revoke of the export rebate by China led to the further incremental opportunity for the industry. This industry expansion is fueled by private capital expenditure, which are headed by government order and infrastructure push. With the capex cycle reviving, we will have access to variety of opportunities across industry. Now I will hand over call to the Mr. Kunal Bhuna, President of Finance and Accounts, to take you through the operational financial highlights of the quarter.
Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to our earnings conference call. I am proud to announce that our company has reported highest ever quarterly and annual revenue, EBITDA and profit after tax. We have also reported positive net operating cash flow from operation for the year ended FY23. On revenue front, revenue from operation for Q4 FY23 stood at 176.3 crore as compared to 110.2 crore in Q4 FY22, a growth of 60% Y-on-Y basis. Revenue from operation for FY23 stood at rupees 552.4 crore as compared to rupees 387 crore during the year FY22, achieving a growth of 43%. Revenue bifurcation for the quarter was 31% from welded, 55% from seamless, and 14% from other state. Growth in seamless segment was 182%, and in the welded segment registered a degrowth of 9% for Q4 FY23. The growth in seamless was backed by higher realization. Our direct domestic sale to brands are up 90% YoY in Q4 FY 2023 and 102% YoY in FY 2023. Just to brief you on gross profit. Gross profit for Q4 FY 2023 stood at 32.7 crore as compared to 21.6 crore in Q4 FY 2022, a growth of 51%. Gross profit for FY 2023 grows by 50% on YoY basis and stood at 108 crore. Gross margin for FY 2023 stood at 19.5% as compared to 18.6% in FY 2022, a growth of 90 basis points. EBITDA. EBITDA is 69.1 crore rupees for FY 2023 as against 49.2 crore in FY 2022, a growth of 40% with a margin of at 12.5%. EBITDA for Q4 FY 2023 is rupees 21.6 crore as against 13.7 crore in Q4 FY 2022 and 17.5 crore in Q3 FY 2023, a YoY growth of 57.3% and QoQ growth of 23.1%. PAT for FY 2023 is rupees 44.2 crore versus rupees 31.7 crore in FY 2022, a growth of 40%. The margin for the year was 8% as compared to 8.2% in FY 2022. PAT for the quarter stand at rupees 13.4 crore as compared to rupees 8.1 crore in Q4 FY 2022 and rupees 11.3 crore in Q3 FY 2023, a growth of 66.4% YoY and 19.1% on QoQ basis. Further, the demand scenario going forward look robust. We are targeting new sectors, new geographies, and are aiming that our products have more utility within our existing supply sectors. With this, I would like to open the floor for Q&A round.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Pritesh Chheda from Lucky Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Congratulations for the commencement of the capacity. First request, Mr. Kothari, you were too fast in your initial comments. We couldn't understand absolutely anything what you wanted to say. Just request that you know, be a little bit slow while in your speech. Sorry for that comment. I was confused on your capacity expansion number which you mentioned. Now with the expanded capacity, you'll be about 9,600 tons of seamless with backward integration and 15,600 tons of welded. Is that the number?
No, Pritesh, it's not. But this is for Q1 FY 2024. Our total seamless pipe capacity will be after full expansion will be 9,600 MTA. Out of 9,600 MTA, our backward integration of the 9,600 MTA is in fully operational. Whereas seamless pipes, the finishing pipes capacity right now is the operation is the 7,200 MTA, which will be remaining 2,400 MTA capacity will be operational in coming month. Or regarding same in welded pipe segment, we have the existing capacity of the 700 MTA per month. We are now in operation of the tube mill, higher dia tube mill, which is having capacity of the 600 MTA. In totality, almost 1,300 MTA per month will be operational for Q1 FY 2024. Remaining capacity will be operational in LSAW division, almost 700 MTA, which will be operational by end of the June. I would like to say for the Q1 FY 2024, our welded pipe capacity will be 15,600 MTA and seamless pipe tube capacity will be 7,200 MTA and backward integration of the seamless mother hollow pipe will be 9,600 MTA.
Okay. Your total expanded capacity eventually will be 24,000 tons welded and 9,600 tons seamless. Out of which 7,200 seamless is operational and 15,600 welded is operational, right?
Yes. Right.
Okay. My second question is, sir, why was there no volume growth in welded in FY 2023? If you could tell us what is the EBITDA per kg in welded and seamless that you experienced in quarter four and FY 2023.
Yeah. The EBITDA for the entire year for the FY 2023 seamless was around 63 rupees per kg,
mm-hmm.
and for the welded it was around 37 rupees per kg.
And any difference in quarter four?
Sir, the fourth quarter was also near to this number.
Why was there no volume growth in welded in FY23?
Yeah, as such, definitely there has been no volume growth. But with this all capacity and all coming into more the expansion, the capacity incremental was to a similar size. But we believe we had an order with this 700 ton of 20-inch dia welded pipe being started. We believe this will be taken up from coming quarter to come.
No, sir. I couldn't understand why there was no volume growth in welded.
Pritesh, what was our focus in the last year, in FY23, for the welded pipe segment, there was some in welded pipe segment of smaller dia pipe. Right now, we have the manufacturing capacity of the up to 8-inch dia size of the pipe. Or in the last year, 18 dia size of pipes, some of the pipes are in India, was imported from the Vietnam. That was very, price was very competitive in the market. So last year, whatever sale we achieved in the welded pipe segment, that was almost to end user. Because to sell to stockists was not, wise decision, because margin was not that much available. So that's why we had not much focus in the smaller dia size of the pipe, because EBITDA margin was very less to sell the into stockage. So in last year we had 100 almost in welded pipe segment, we had achieved our sales growth, water volume we have achieved, almost 80% volume on the welded pipe segment is coming from the end user.
Okay. And in seamless, sir, your capacity was 3,600, but you seem to have done a larger volume. What happened here?
We did a job work from outside party, so that as and when we come with our capacity, we are there in the market. So that's why the jump is there in the similar side section.
Okay. Thank you and all the best. I'll come back if I have more questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we request you to please limit your questions to two per participant so that the management is able to cover questions from all the participants in the question queue. Should you have any further questions, you may join the queue back. The next question is from the line of Nirav Shah from GC Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Firstly, congrats on a very decent set of numbers, plus commissioning of new facilities, and especially how our balance sheet is shaped up from the September 22 to March 23. So that was impressive. So a few questions. First question is, now that we've commissioned part of the capacities, how do we see the ramp-up of these new capacities going forward, say, in Q2, Q3, and Q4? And the related question is, now that our hollow pipe capacity, piercing capacity has been up and running, will we completely stop relying on hollow pipes purchase from second quarter onwards, or there will be a time lag in between, the ramp-up of hollow pipes plus the production of seamless pipes? So that's the first question. And any challenges we see in ramping up our capacities?
Yeah, Nikhilji, thanks for the comment. Just to brief you, the ramping of capacity will be incremental every quarter. Quarter 2 will witness a larger quantity as compared to quarter 1. So maybe quarter 3 would be having more quantity and quarter 4 will be the highest, we believe. So there will be a ramping of the capacity each quarter. And we believe only on the total capacity of 33,600 metric ton, we should have an annual capacity volume of at least 60% of this. On the annual basis for FY20.
Sorry, come again, sir. I just missed that number.
60% of 60% of 33,600 capacity.
Okay.
And will
we completely stop relying on the imports of hollow pipes?
Definitely, those will be reduced to bare minimum. But it can be spill over to July or August. But post that, I think it would be very, very negligible.
Okay, so that will take some time. Any challenges we see in ramping up our operations?
See, that's why we did this job work for Simlis and all, so that we can establish as a brand in the market. So I believe definitely few challenges are always there when you come up with new capacities. You won't face any challenges. It's not true. It won't be a true statement. But see, the job work and our also we have been doing job work in welded side also. I believe ki those will help us to increase this incremental capacity.
Got it. Makes sense. I mean, that was a good strategy. And second question is, now that our capacities will be started and our reliance on Chinese import will be minimal till at least July, August, how do we see the exports shaping up in FY24? I mean, how much can they contribute to the total percentage volumes in this current year?
Yeah, definitely first quarter won't be much export volume would be there. But suppose these quarters, I think volumes from export would be there. We are targeting at least 15% of our total volume from export for this FY24. And we'll try for even more if it is possible.
Okay. So just broadly speaking,
sir, sorry to interrupt. Mr. Shah, we request you to please come back in the queue. The next question is from the line of Vikas Singh from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. And thank you for giving me this. Sir, I just want to understand our strategy about the seamless.
Mr. Vikas Singh, your line is breaking up in between. I would request.
Is it better?
Yes.
Is it better?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, sir. So I just wanted to understand our strategy to capture the and the expense of the seamless segment. Basically, just what given that the welder versus seamless.
Sorry to interrupt here, because your line is still breaking up in between. It seems that coverage is lesser there.
Hello.
Yes. When you're going ahead with the sentence, it is breaking up. I would request you to please call back from an alternate number. We'll take you in the question queue. We'll move to the next question from the line of Kunal Kothari from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, and thank you for giving me the opportunity. And also congratulations for great set of numbers. So my question is that with the expanded capacity, we have also expanded our product portfolio. So first would like to know the new product that we have increased in our product portfolio. What is its market? Is it additional to your existing market size of 3 lakh ton in India and elsewhere? And with that, what is our market opportunity for the new product? And also to understand its usage in the market and overall growth going forward.
Kunalji, regarding right now, previously, till that our capacity in welded pipe segment was up to 8-inch dia size of the pipe. So right now in the yesterday mill we have began, the tube mill, which will able to make the up to 20-inch dia size of the pipe. So in India, very few players, or we can say in the world, very few players who is having this facility. So right now, whatever expansion Venus has did in last 1 year, is the in welded pipe segment, we have increased our product basket. Previously, we were able to manufacture up to 18-inch dia size of the pipe. Right now, we are able to manufacture up to 20-inch dia size of the pipe from 8 to 20-inch. Or after our LSO expansion is happen in the coming month, we'll able to make the pipe up to 48-inch dia size of the pipe. So in welded pipe segment, we are completely increasing our product basket. Where in seamless pipe segment, our capacity will be to manufacture up to 6-inch dia size of the seamless pipe or with the backward integration of the facility. Backward integration will help in the timely supply to our finished goods to our customer, or which will improve our quality, which was major drawback for the Venus pipe. Since last 2 years, there was a lot of restriction. You know, the anti-dumping duty put in place, or very few players in India who is having this seamless mother hollow of the seamless pipe manufacturing capacity. So in the seamless pipe division, the backward integration will help Venus to expand their presence in the Indian market as well as in export market.
Okay, so the market size will remain same, or it will also expand like current which
will remain same basically.
Will remain.
No, market size will also increase, since we are right now after this expansion, Venus will be having almost, matlab in the pipe SSI segment, almost 80% variety of the pipe quality or sizes, or matlab we can say up to dia. So definitely right now we will have capacity of the in welded pipe segment up to 8-inch size. Now we will be having up to 48-inch size dia of the pipe. So definitely our market share will also increase since our capacity is increasing.
Okay.
Basically, what we mean to say ki the total market size, what you said, would be that only. But we were forming part of pie of up to 8 inch only. But we will able to form a part of a larger market size up to 48 inch out of that size what we were referring.
Okay. And sir, if you can just more elaborate on the margin side, like till today, we having up to, for example, 8 inch diameter in welded and also in seamless up to small diameter, which we are will be expanding with the new capacity. So the margins currently that we are earning on these products and the margins that we will earn with the new capacity and higher diameter, and both with also with high diameter up to 20 inch diameter and for the seamless as well. So what will be the difference in margins for all such products?
See, for from the side of welded, definitely the margin would be there for also where you can manufacture to 48 inch, where in the country there are only 2-3 manufacturers who can manufacture. So the competition gets substantially reduced when you manufacture higher dia size of welded. But and similarly for seamless, the sizes what we will be manufacturing up to 6 inch, there won't be much margin increase. But definitely when you make a smaller sizes of seamless pipe like tubes and all, you definitely have a higher margin playing around there. But definitely in that case, you have a lower volume being generated when you manufacture those small sizes of tubes.
Okay, so
sorry,
I mean
to
for...
You, sir. Kunal, sir, I would request you to please come back in the queue. The next question is from the line of Sneha Talreja from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Hello. Congratulations on the latest number. To my end, you mentioned...
Sneha, your voice is not very clear. It's fluctuating in between. I would request you to use handset. Neha? As there is no response from the current line, we'll move to the next question from the line of Harsh Mulchandani from Chris Portfolio. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, Arun and Kunal and team, for a great set of numbers. Wanted to get a sense on a couple of things. One, really appreciate the job work strategy which you have implemented. Could you just give me some more color as to what exactly you've done to make sure that you have a market built for the additional capacity? Like the entire process is job worked or some part?
Yeah, basically what we do, we send hollow pipe for job work and it's been converted into seamless pipe. Then few of the work like pickling and annealing, that work are done by us internally in our facility only. So it's the major production part is also, which are being monitored by our quality teams. And post that, this annealing and pickling part is done by at our end for many of the majority of the cases.
Okay. So is it fair to say that you use an unorganized player to use their
to an extent. Yes.
To use their capacities and to throw your product in the market so that you have a market being built?
Yes, and this annealing and this pickling being done at our end, and customer can witness those at our facility and get the comfort with the quality.
Okay, got it. And on the export side, just wanted to understand what margins. So I'm expecting this year we'll have a better share of exports post the expansion. So do we expect any margin incremental coming from the exports? Like, is there a variation when you do you get more money in terms of export versus the domestic market? And also, we'll get 1% extra realization due to the benefit. So, combined, do we see margin expansion from exports?
Yeah, definitely. If you see my past history, the margin from export has been parallel what I've been supplying to the direct end customer in India, because the volume has not been very high there. But I think with this increase in the incremental quantity in the export side, the margin will definitely have a higher play. And as you said, there are roadway benefit of 1% on export also. So I think there should be 2% at least incremental margin when we export.
Got it, got it. Thank you so much. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sneha Talreja from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Hey, congratulations, sir. I hope now I'm audible. And thanks for the opportunity.
Yes, you're much clear. Please continue.
So just a couple of questions from my end. Just first thing you said in the results, there was, you know, some impact on the margins also because you've been, you know, outsourcing just to make sure that, you know, once you're back with the capacity, that's been taken care of. So once we actually move completely to our own manufacturing, what is the kind of impact that you see that can, you know, create in terms of margin expansion just from moving from outsourcing to our own bit?
Yeah, definitely the margin push would be there. There are reasons for that being key. Our backward integration facility will take care of that. Secondly, as we said, key, there is an anti-dumping being regulated on seamless pipe. So we believe it's a quite substantial margin which can go up to 40 to 50% from here on the seamless side.
Okay, understood. Secondly, I also wanted to know, we are going in for such huge expansion. One way we are very confident is that we have some bit of outsourcing which we can convert to, you know, get incremental capacity. I mean, to cover up incremental capacity that we have added. Other thing what I wanted to understand is the demand perspective. Which are the areas where you are seeing, you know, higher demand? Which are the sectors? Have you started adding new customers? Any good order book visibility? Something on that end you can highlight.
See, we started to give, you must have seen it's the right number of sector, and if you see, there has been growth in all the sector, being chemical, being engineering, be paper, be pharmaceutical. So these are the sector, chemical, engineering, pharma, oil and gas, where we see a good demand coming up going forward also, and similarly the order booking also plays in that way. So we from this perspective, we believe the challenge would be there, but we believe ki catering to 10 to 12 number of sector, we will be able to take up meet these challenges.
Any substantial order book number that you have?
Yeah, as of date, we can say it's around 180-185 crores.
Which can be catered in next 2 to 3 months, or the period would be larger?
3 months, yeah. 3 months. Target is to 3 months.
Understood. Thanks a lot. I'll get back to you and all the very best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sahil Sangvi from Monarch Network Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Congratulations for a very good set of numbers. My first question is, like you've mentioned that you are targeting a 60% utilization level in FY24 on your 33,600 capacity. Can you give us also a guidance on the split of seamless and welded, as in what kind of utilization levels are you targeting for the whole year?
Yeah, breakup of seamless and welded, you mean to say?
No. So 9,600 will be our, you know, the revised capacity of seamless post all the expansions. So what is the utilization level you are targeting on that in FY24?
Yeah, it would be roughly around, for seamless should be around 65 to 70%.
And similarly on the 24,000 capacity of welded, what could be the target utilization?
60%.
60%. Right. And secondly, realizations are showing what trend right now? I mean, what kind of correction can we expect in FY24 basis, whatever talks have had with our customers, or whatever pressure is coming from, due to the falling raw material prices.
See, what we have seen, since ki the prices of seamless seems to be stable, what it was we achieved in the last FY. But at the welded side, we have been seeing a bit down, 7 to 10% of downward side in the price. So I believe ki welded should decrease by 8 to 10% and seamless should stay at this level.
Okay. Thank you. That's all from my side. Congratulations again and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Keshav from Ruxin Investors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Last quarter, we had given some data on round bar to hollow pipe spreads, which had gone up by 3-4% since imposition of anti-dumping duty. So how is that now, and if it's holding up or getting better?
Like, more or less, same post anti-dumping, it has improved definitely. But so basically, near to same what it used to be in the last quarter. But it improved post anti-dumping.
So these are expected to sustainably stay high till ADD is there, right?
It seems to be, it should be there because there would be many small suppliers who were earlier importing these materials and making the finished seamless pipe. So it will become very difficult for all of them to bring this material at this such a hefty anti-dumping. So I think we believe it should sustain going ahead also.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's all from me. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shikhar Mundra from WeWork Commercial Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I want to understand the industry structure. Like, how big is the market and how much of it is organized versus how much of it is unorganized for both the seamless and welded pipes?
So see, it's not data we have. There are many, as you said, there are many unorganized players in this industry. So we don't have any quoted data for this industry. But the internal estimated or basically our internal pure estimate, so we found that this SS pipe and tube is roughly around 300,000 ton industry, basically. Out of that, we believe the 30% roughly should be an imported one, 30-35%. And the leftover, the balance 65-70% is the Indian-made goods, which is done in India. And this 300,000 ton is basically split between seamless and welded in the range of 65-70% for welded and 30-35% for seamless. What is our internal assumption on this?
Okay.
And out of that, if you see, there are very few key players, like two, three important players are there who might be having a capacity of 8,000-10,000 metric ton a month taken together. And balance is left to this unorganized sector. So there is a huge volume of unorganized sector in this space also, in this space.
Okay. Got it. And what is the, I missed that, EBITDA per ton we get for seamless and EBITDA per ton for welded?
63 rupees, near to 63 for seamless and
yeah.
37 for welded per kg.
Per kg, okay. And for seamless, what do you expect the 63 to go going forward since we are doing backward integration and also the industry, I mean, the prices are also supportive?
Yeah, anti-dumping and
Yeah.
those effects would be there. Large-scale production effect benefit, procurement of raw material. So, and it will be entirely Indian-made raw material. So those benefits will flow to us. We believe at least it should be for more than 40% from here.
Okay,
Around
got
40%
it. And but if I'm running the numbers, like our EBITDA was 69 crores for the whole year last FY23. But I think what was the total volume on a blended basis, seamless plus welded?
It was 13,000 total volume, you said, no?
Yeah.
Total volume was 13,000 ton around for seamless and welded taken together.
Okay. But then I say, then I believe the realization and the EBITDA per ton is coming out to be higher for.
So there are some sale from others like fittings and all. There also we have an EBITDA of around 5-6 crores.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kunal Kothari from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Thank you once again. So my question is, have we added new customers to our overall clientele, and how many new customer approvals are in pipeline for FY24 after we expanded our capacity?
So see, we had a privilege to add more feather in our cap in FY23 by acquiring clients from varied sector. It was from chemical, paper, food processing, engineering, oil and gas, pharmaceutical. We also added aerospace, fertilizer. So there are many customers from these all sectors, what I have mentioned. You like, give you a few names. From chemical, we added Prasol Chemical, food processing, we added Adani Wilmar, for oil and gas, we added GAL. For pharma, we added DB Flaps, Eastman Carbonize. So there are many clients we added. We also get approvals from many, like Kitagar, Wagen. We get approvals from tanky engineering project like BGR Energies, Ion Exchange. So there are many approvals we got in the last FY23. And see, we keep on working on this. For FY24, we are working on many of the projects, many of the techie contractors, many of the clients. So the numbers won't be easy to give you in a way which is exact the number, but we're working on that.
And any big approvals in pipelines for FY24 that we are confident that we will receive in this fiscal year?
Well, being a slightly competitive industry, I think it will be better when we get those approvals to announce.
Okay, fine. Okay, that's it. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pankaj Agarwal, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. I just have one question regarding the gross profit margins. They have declined from 19.6% on year-on-year basis to 18.6%. So what was the major reason behind this? It is that outsourcing or some other reason? And if any guidance can be provided on margins?
Yeah, to an extent, it was the outsourcing one only.
So, any kind of guidance can be provided for next year margins, like the, due to this seamless integration extension, will margin increase next year?
Yeah, definitely there should be an increase in margin, as we said, the backward integration, anti-dumping, and also higher sizes of welded refuse in the country manufactured. Apart from that, our strategy to reduce the trader portion will also help us in increasing our margin. So, we believe it should be at least at least 300 basis point more than that.
Okay, and my second question is regarding any revenue growth for next year we are targeting due to this capacity extension. Any guidance can be provided on that front also?
So basically, the prices keep fluctuating for this industry wherein we operate. But as I said, we have given a volume guidance of on an overall volume of 60-65%. So that can help you to drive those value figure also.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Radha from BNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity. So could you give us what would be the global capacity for stainless steel welded pipe?
So it's not much available on a global basis, and importantly, the breakup between seamless and welded. But as I said, what we gather for internal, for India, it was 3 lakh ton split between 65 to 74 welded and 30 to 35 for seamless.
Then could you tell me the total global capacity for seamless plus welded globally?
It's basically not, we can't directly have those figures because the industry wherein we operate, there are many other furniture grades and other grades of piping also manufactured. So we don't have that exact for our industry.
Okay, sir. So just one second question is, sir, is there a difference between the user industries when we compare stainless steel welded versus stainless steel seamless pipe?
No, see, our customer and the sector wherein we supply is mixed bag. Every sector takes welder and every sector takes seamless pipe also. But again, while in their process, if they require high pressures, they opt for seamless, and wherein they require low pressure, they opt for welded pipe. That we have seen with them. So it basically depends on the pressure of the in their process, depends on what type of pipe they would be choosing for.
Okay, understood. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pallav Agarwal from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. So just want to know, you know, with softening in the input costs, so will we see some benefit of, you know, working capital coming from that? Obviously, our capacities and volumes would go up, so working capital requirements would go up. But because of the softening in input prices, will part of that, you know, be offset by this?
Definitely, if it continue to be decreasing, so definitely there will be some softening in the on the working capital side.
Sure, sir. And we don't carry too much of inventory, so we will not have any major impact of any inventory losses because of these price movements.
Our strategy has been we book the inventory. We also have a parallel order book run for that inventory. So those increase or decrease in price, nor it give benefit, nor it generally give losses in our financials. So we are not that much affected by that.
Sure, sir. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hardik Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, please proceed with your questions.
Yeah. Sir, congratulations for the commencement and 1 year of IPO. Sir, my question was, what were the volumes in Q4 FY23 in tons for seamless and welded?
So basically, the volume, we don't give on quarterly numbers keeping this industry. We give on annual basis only.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. Just on the competitive scenario, so you mentioned Vietnam was an issue last quarter. How are you seeing that in this quarter and any follow-up for the full year?
Now, for Vietnam, there was an issue up to 8-inch dia size of the pipe and welded pipe segment only. There were in the seamless pipe, there is no issue. We have the three variety of pipe, mostly in winner pipe. One is the seamless pipe division, where there is no issue of the import. Then we have the existing capacity of the welded pipe segment up to 8-inch dia size of the pipe. In that segment, there is the issue from the import of the Vietnam, but that material is not 100% accepted by all the end users. Some of the end users accept the imported material, but most of the end users prefer ki it should be manufactured from the Indian manufacturer, where they can witness the quality of the production and they can witness the quality of the product, or they can do their own testing, everything. If the product is imported, the supplies to the stockists, or they can't register store about the quality of the product. So their product is used very limited purpose. Previously, Vietnam issue is only affected to, you know, due to we stop the sale to stockists, where we don't get the margin. Otherwise, most of the end customer prefer ki it should be manufactured in India.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
I take this opportunity to thank everyone for joining the call. We will keep updating the investor community on regular basis for incremental updates on your company. I hope we have been able to address all your queries. For any further information, kindly contact Strategic Growth Advisor, the investor relationship advisor for your company. Thank you once again.
Thank you. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.